Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, dreamers, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Alice makes himself a target for a friend. Raal attempts to make music, and Zoltana bonds with Elise over their personal changes. During the course of the night, Zoltana decides to take action against the Sandman with Balance's help. After directly provoking the Master of Dreams, Balance is left with sleep paralysis as an old friend of Marnax approaches. Can they help Nymverna? Will Elise be able to continue to fight her addiction? And what information will Marnax's former host unveil? I guess you're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
Last we'd left it, Marnak had requested use of Balance's body to go hug Lisbeth, who has tracked you down and found you. And that's where we're at. When they let go and the hug is like, it'll be uncomfortable to hug a stranger this long, and it'll probably be uncomfortable to hug someone that you are friends with but don't know very well this long. But Balance, you get the sense that Marnak is relieved more than anything. And then when they finally break apart, Marnak returns control of his body back to you.
Balance just kind of like looks at Lisbeth and is kind of like now conflicted and unsure how to respond at this point. That's kind of he has that face of like, I'm not entirely sure what just happened, but
she reaches out and like takes your hand in hers and like pats the back of it. It's like,
it's okay. I totally understand. Marnak would be wise not to do that again, but ethics and friends, I'm sure you understand. I mean, you should understand. I think you're like us. Psychic. Yes, you must be.
very much so. We've had that talk already a few times.
I'm interested to see what you've learned. I mean, I've learned many things. I mean, everyone's capable of learning everything. Including him.
Points at Rao.
I could learn everything about you today if I needed to. But of course, you could learn everything about him too.
And she points at Zoltana.
It's possible.
Wait, is she saying I could learn everything, that Zoltana could learn everything about him, or is she misgendering Zoltana? I'm really confused about what just happened.
She's pointing at Zoltana and saying that Zoltana could learn everything about
Rao.
Rao, yeah. Lisbeth's, yeah, carry on.
I was a little confused, and also I was like, is she dunking on Rao right now and calling him stupid? Zoltana looks really confused. She's like, I know enough about Rao. It's fine. Who are you?
She looks at Balance and then looks at you, sis.
A people. They have many names. We have many names. Yes. Some people call me crazy old lady. Some people call me mad. Don't know why. Others understand where I'm coming from. Some people call me Lisbeth. My parents called me Lisbeth. But my friends, my friends, they call me Lizzie.
Zoltana, she's the one that was the previous host before me.
Oh, cool. I'm Zoltana. Some people call me the gangster of love, but you can call me Zoltana.
No one calls her that.
No, I can confirm nobody calls her that. Anyways, is it all right if I call you Lizzie? I don't want to...
You can call me anything. I will probably respond if I know that you're talking to me. If you're directing your questions or comments at me, I should be able to understand that you're talking to me. But you can call me Lizzie.
Very well. Lizzie, I'm glad we ran into you. You were actually one of the people I was hoping to find here. I wanted to talk to you about a few things.
I've been tracking you for days. When you came into this area, when I sensed Marnik, when I sensed Marnik here, I came looking for him. I haven't sensed him in a very long time. I'm so glad that he's safe. I didn't know he was safe. I thought he was gone. I didn't even... I'm so glad. Marnie.
He's in good hands.
Marnie.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yes, Marnie.
Monarch, in your head, he's just like, please don't.
Oh, Belch responds mentally, oh, I'm going to.
He doesn't like it.
Balance smirks.
You could learn it, but it's none of your business.
And again, she's like, she's not really looking at anyone. She's kind of like playing with her hands and like holding onto the staff. Just, she's not really paying attention directly at anyone. She's not looking at anyone. And she says,
Oh, no. It's getting dark. You would probably have questions.
Many.
I have questions. Many questions. Many people have questions. Questions from who we are. If you don't ask questions, we don't learn things or know things. We should know things and learn things. We should set up a words. Yes. Perimeters. A camp.
Well, you're welcome to join us. We have our RC here.
She gives it a quick glance over and she says,
that's way too small for many of you. Although size is relative for many things. You can make it bigger on the inside if you know the right magics, or you can spend time on top of it or beneath it. I'm sure you manage. I could manage, but I'm just one person.
We've done fairly well with it so far. We have our druid friend who usually takes care of the watch at night. And, I mean, as for myself, I don't really need to sleep, so I'll usually meditate in the driver's seat or whatnot.
I sleep with my wolf. It's fine. You can take whatever place I would have in the inside.
We should settle then. Where would you like to talk? I will have to leave soon. I want to leave soon. I don't like it out here. Too many voices.
Balance raises an eyebrow at that and then just turns around. All right. Jen's home. We should probably get moving then, find somewhere we can set up camp.
You guys were at camp.
I thought they had just pulled up at the road.
Yeah, like Rao was on watch. You guys did your night thing where you had the vision with the Sandman, and Rao was sitting on watch when this happened.
Yes.
It's like early-ish in the morning.
Disregard what I just said then.
Yeah.
Right. Disregard everything. Neil, cut that out.
I thought I was on the road too. Whatever.
No,
just we did cut out everything.
Because we had like Balance being paralyzed by the Sandman and potentially going to miss that Lisbeth was here, that if you hadn't woke them up. Which I thought was funny.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, why don't you step inside and we'll have a chat? And I was hoping that you would be able to talk for longer. Actually, I was hoping we could actually get your help on this, possibly.
You see her, like, vehemently shake her head.
No. No, I don't fight. Fight's not what I am. I don't want to fight. Fighting is bad. I don't want to hurt. I can hurt people. I don't want to do that. We should go in. your friends.
And she gestures to Sultana and Rao.
Well, let's step inside then. Balance opens the door to the cart.
Homer and Jen's now being fully awake. Basically just start like a small patrol and like set up and make sure that you guys are particularly well guarded. It's you guys and Elise and Benno who I'm going to say take the hint and leave. Just for the sake of the fact that there are six of you in here would be a bit squishy. And Elise and Benno aren't dumb. They take the hint. They'll take themselves out. Elise is very curious to hear and see what's going on, especially because she's heard of Lisbeth as being a mad person, and you can see her eyes just like light up, and like you can almost see that natural grasp, like wanting to write with a pen, but she doesn't have one. But they go off and they, you know, they sit outside and set up for breakfast or whatever. It's the rest of this watch is probably called for sleeping, so okay. It's just the four of you.
Do you still retain most or all of your abilities from when Monarch was still within you?
No, I. Marnak didn't give me abilities. He didn't give me... I learned things. I still learn how to do things. I know many more things than I did before I was teleporting. I did teleporting magic. Well, teleporting things that he didn't know. But you seem to know them too. I can see them. I can tell that you have those things, and I've learned how to access the web of knowledge around everyone and everything. You know that the web is falling apart, the net that holds this world together.
I'm not sure I follow what you mean on that part. I've been able to reach out and see people's pasts. I've been able to manipulate memories and thoughts, control them to a degree.
You control people.
I can.
You manipulate them to your will.
When needed.
Zoltana cozies in because she feels like Balance is about to get a talking to.
Aw.
We don't. I don't do that. It's not... We have powers, Balance. We have access to many things. We should not abuse them. But then again, we have access to them for a reason. Maybe it's because we're supposed to use them. Maybe we're supposed to know when to use them or decide not to use them in certain ways. You shouldn't use them on people you care about. You should only use them when you have to.
I learned that the hard way, and Balance kind of gives a side glance at Zoltana. I'm not the same person I was when we first started this venture.
None of you are.
Zoltana gives him like a soft pat on the shoulder.
None of you are. I can see you are all different. Your paths, your threats have all changed. Everyone is linked. Everyone can think and do and learn things. Everyone's connected. Some people call it threads of fate. I call it threads of knowledge. When people do certain things and learn certain things, they affect other things and they can only react in a certain way. If I punch Rawl here, he could either punch me back or disappear, or he could set me on fire. There are only certain things that he could do. If you can and see and predict, then you can tell and see the future. And you can learn many things by touching all these threads. But these threads, they are breaking. The gods that hold this world together are where the threads are from. The sentinels who stand in the corners and protect us are where the big threads come from. But with the gods dying, the threads connecting us to them is all destroying and falling apart. And I can't touch these threads as well anymore. I can't see what is going to happen. I can't learn things as quickly as I used to be able to. I could touch the threads and learn a language. I could learn Draconic in a day. I could learn the language of the elves in a day if I wanted to. But that is slowly falling apart. These threads are important.
You speak of things that were in the realm of Savras, but Savras is dead.
It's not fortune-telling. He sees threads and makes the best possible outcome. We can do the same. It's all just knowledge. He does it instinctively. We do it through calculated designs and risks and accessing data. But Savras is not the only god down.
There was a second one, but we don't know who.
Ogma.
What?
Ogma. Ogma is gone.
Are you sure?
Yes. It is why I can't reach out and touch knowledge as much as I used to. They used to govern the Lord of Knowledge governs the threads, but we can learn about them. I can't learn as quickly as I used to. They're gone. The next one to go, I'm missing a data set. I don't know how to predict the next one. But I can tell you, the next one goes, the world will begin to shatter and fall apart. The world will not work as it used to. Our material plane will begin to shatter.
Is there any way we can help? Is there anything you know that can help us?
I know we have to repair the holes. When you repaired Savras' hole, we could begin to see things again. Someone could fill in the gap, like a suture. It's all we have, unless other people raise from being mortals, like ourselves, into being gods.
I didn't even think that was an option.
Mortals becoming gods is possible. It's happened. It's what happened to Savras. It will never happen to you or I, though, but it could happen to her.
She looks over at Zoltana.
Or her wife.
Me?
Indeed, her?
She's a woman of faith. We are not people of faith, you or I. Nor is your other companion, Rawl. But Zoltana could. But this is very rare, and I think you are too involved with mortal life. But it's possible.
There's no way that I could ever become a god. I think Balance could tell you I've strayed too much, even from the path of my god. I'm back on it, but I don't know. Seems like it would be had.
It would. We suture the holes. We can help to bring this world back in alignment. We don't even have to do it straight away. But the threads I could touch and see when Ogma was still around. The big threat we have to stop. I don't know where to start.
What is the big threat? What is it that's causing the gods to die?
She looks down at her feet, and you see her pull her staff out, two hands on it, and she looks down, and you see her eyes roll back into her head. And you can just feel this psychic energy emanating for her. And a few moments later, this energy retracts back, and she says,
"There is a person working for the things coming this way. They are killing gods to destabilize the net holding our world in cohesion. There is someone from that darkness here already. They have the body of a half-elf man. The person killing the gods is mortal like us, but the one pulling their strings is of this dark entity. I can show you what I've seen when I touch the threads."
Without hesitating, Zoltana grabs her hand.
Same.
She looks over at Raoul.
Guess Raoul will hold his hands out.
The four of you taking hands. You feel this psychic jolt in the same way that balance you get when you reach back into the past to access a vision, to access a sentience or something. And she shows you the world. She shows you the planes of existence. You see all four of them like a circle with an X or a cross in it, cutting them into four quadrants. You've seen this symbol a couple of times already. You see four large presences in one in each of these kind of cross areas. And you can see that covering these quadrants are hundreds and hundreds of small dots. And these hundreds and hundreds of small dots, there are many lines that reach and thread and cross and create a net around this circle. You can see that there are two very dark spots in this quadrant of these millions of lights. You would assume, she's made the deduction for you, that this was Savras and Ogma. And you can see that the net is not quite stable. And as your vision pans up and away, you can see there is a very big, large, dark cloud, bigger than anything you could ever comprehend, bigger than what she can comprehend, rushing towards you. And you can see a very small, dark cloud of this just break away, almost imperceivable, but she's focused on it, so you can see it too. And you can see it come, break through the net, and settle on the material plane. And then, you're back to where you are.
Savras gave it a name. I recall he gave it a name. I can feel it in his threads. He said it's called the Blissful Eclipse. And it was sent a person, an avatar here, to make our existence unstable, so it can just devour us whole.
She looks exhausted.
Why?
This thing it's comprised of all the existences it has wiped out before. I can see in the flashes, in the clouds, in the darkness, gods and sentinels eaten in its wake. It just wants to absorb us.
How do you defeat something that just absorbs?
I don't know. But if we can find this dark cloud that's on our realm, maybe we can find a way.
Balance, you can feel Monarch. He feels uncomfortable and a little bit scared. He doesn't seem to have any answers. He doesn't know. He is confused.
Balance looks very deep in thought. V, out of character. What race is Daechin?
Half elf.
Balance, after a moment, gets a dark look across his face. I have a suspicion on who it might be. There's one person that has turned up far too often in stories I've been hearing, showing up too conveniently in places where he doesn't belong. I think it might be Daechin.
Isn't that the guy Elise was talking about?
That's the guy that Elise was talking about. That's the guy that fucked over Squash. That's the guy that took the chalice.
The
one that turns up far too often for my liking. in places where he shouldn't be touching.
In your head, Marnak says. He was also at your birthday celebration.
That he was. And I don't think it's a coincidence at that either. That he would be able to pull you out, put you into me, know where these pieces are potentially, since he's already retrieved the one.
He must have designs for Marnak.
Perhaps he fears him.
Perhaps he...
And she stares into your eyes as if she's trying to bore through to Marnak, and she says...
Maybe she thinks he will work. He will work with him if he offers him the right payment.
And you feel Marnak shift uncomfortably in her gaze.
Is there something I need to know?
We've all lost people. I've lost people. You've lost your friend, but she's in your other friend now. You've lost your father. And you've lost your mate. We've all had losses. What would you stop at? What price would you pay? Not everyone would pay the same, but some people would pay everything. Marnak has lost family too. I'm not saying he is doing this, but it could be an offer that could be made. I will go find this person. What does he look like? I can't ever seem to see him. In the threads, nothing. In the threads. He's forming two new threads for me to see.
Balance will describe in full detail what Daedrin looks like.
She stands up and leans on her staff. And she says,
I will see if I can see them. Is there anything you want to ask? Is there anything you want to ask?
Many things.
Then I will bring them here to you. We can have more conversation, but we have to stop this before this gets worse.
That is fair. Before you depart, then, one question I would prefer to find out sooner than later. You obviously can tell that my friend is within Zoltana's mind.
Yes. She's screaming very loudly. I can hear her over here.
I'll say.
You're doing well holding her in. But she will eventually break through your will. It won't be her fault. Don't hold it against her.
What does that mean? She'll break through my will.
She will become too loud. Your body was not meant for two souls. You haven't practiced, trained, or learned. She will break through your defense, and you will be as much a screaming wreck as her.
Oh, that's not good. How do I not have that happen?
I was going to ask.
You have to get to the stalking. Currently, her soul is stuck here, and it's stuck there. She cannot unfasten herself from you for the specter to take her away.
Well, see, here's the thing. I would rather have her back.
There are people who can bring people back from the dead. You know this.
I do.
There is the right way to do it and the wrong way. There are many ways. There are ways that you and I can bring people back, sort of, in a way. People of faith can ask their gods to punch.
What's the right way?
Not just raising their bodies. You have to bring their spirit back, too. Their spirit has to be willing and not under anyone's control. They have to want to come back. They have to have a body to come back to. The wrong way is forcing them back, is to just using their bodies as puppets.
What if the body doesn't exist anymore?
It doesn't matter. Some people can come back with... They can walk through the same way they can walk into the stalking. We become spirit and our body disappears. And then we walk back and have a body again. It's possible to be done. You just need someone powerful enough to open a big enough rift, a big enough portal. 'Tis dangerous. It's very dangerous, but it's doable.
How much time do I have?
She looks at you and she says,
I can't touch the threads again today. It's too tiring. I touched the threads to find out where Marnie was and to show you what I saw.
That's fine. Don't touch a thread. Just give me your best estimate.
Oh, that was good.
You have 2 full moons.
Which equates to about 60 days.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right, listen. Balance, I want your friend out of my head. I get that you want her back. And if we can figure out a way to do that, great. But otherwise, I'm going to go into the stalking. I'll figure it out. Raul, you can help me. But I don't want to die.
It's one way. You can die. To get your soul to the stalking, you could die.
I'm aware that that's a good way to get your soul to the stalking plane. However, I'm not sure that I'm prepared to do that.
She actually looks up at you and she sort of smiles and she says,
It's one way. Not necessarily a good way. If the choice becomes death through screaming or death through choice, I would always pick through choice.
And she again like looks down and starts playing with her hands again.
Death through screaming definitely sounds like the least fun way to die. I made a promise to someone and I can't die until I fulfilled that promise.
I get that. I made promises I have to keep too.
Zlatan, can you transfer her? I could take her.
Zoltana looks at Lisbeth.
I don't know. I don't know how you got her. Just that you did.
That was a bit of a very peculiar time.
It's the part of your threats I can't see. What about you, Raul? You've been very quiet.
I'm here to help. I'm going to bring her back. I just want to do it the right way.
She nods. She says,
she may want to come back. If she wants to come back, then it will be easy. But what if she does not? What if she does not want to come back? What if she's content in her afterlife?
Raul just shakes his head and like shakes away that thought. No. She'll come back.
She puts her hands on one of yours and takes like one of your hands, one of your claws in her own, and she says,
your lady friend, your mate, she has a fighting spirit. She fights many things, always fights things on different levels and playing fields. Perhaps you persuade her that way. Let her know that there's a fight here when she says no. It's the only thing I can suggest when you find her spirit. There are people south of Falsam who have what you seek.
What do I seek?
A way to bring her back.
South of Falsam?
He is traveling to Falsam now. He will be able to direct you to people who know. He has had many conversations with necromancers or revivers or they know how to punch holes to bring people back without a body.
Who is it? Who am I looking for?
Are you speaking of Talvin?
Yes. He knows people. He was...
Is that far south?
He traveled. He has his own things to travel for. I have to start my quest now.
And she lets go of Raul's hands and takes up her stick again and stands up.
Balance, may I speak to Marnak one last time? Please. Alone.
I'm not sure how alone you'll be with me here, but...
If he's in control, I can message him directly, and you will not be able to hear it, if I make it so.
May I speak with him for a moment first?
She nods. She's still looking at her feet.
Monarch, I'm not sure what it is that she wants to speak with you about. But I get the sense that there are yet more things that are being withheld. and we need to be on the same page.
I will. If this is the conversation I think it is going to be. This is a conversation that is between her and I. Much as your moments with Kythea are between you and Kythea.
Just promise me that there will be no secrets between us.
I will tell you everything that is important about our mission going forward. When we are not in danger of fighting for our lives this very minute. I will tell you everything once we have Odette.
I will hold you to it.
I have a feeling that Lisbeth will hold me to it too.
Balance it, we'll relinquish control then. I will say that Marnak probably gets a very strong feeling that Balance is by far not content with what he just said.
Oh yeah, he knows that. There passes probably a minute or 2 minutes. You feel your body getting frustrated. You don't know really what's going on. It's more like when you're drunk and you only vaguely remember certain things going on. You feel actions, you feel some movement, but nothing major, just discomfort, as if someone is getting a serious dressing down. And then you feel relief and you feel your body relax as, again, she reaches forward and pulls your body into a hug, hugging Marnak. And she lets go and you feel your control return. And she says,
"Where do you want me to take him back to when I find him, if I find him?"
Well, isn't that a question? We have our temple, but I fear that bringing someone that dangerous to the belly of the beast would be a great risk.
Is there a place that you've been to that you think we could hold them or keep them to one side? Somewhere we can contain them to keep... I used to know things about avatars, but that is a knowledge I have let go of. We can store them, I think. Killing them is a bad idea. I don't want to kill anyone. It's not what I'm good at.
My only thought would be within the Witches Society.
Which one? Witches Society. Which one?
I don't even know.
The one in Falsum.
I'm afraid to have him anywhere near there.
Could we send word to Caden? And have him take care of him?
Sorry to say, but I feel like Caden would probably get destroyed.
She says,
"There's a place that's south, almost in the sea. It's south of the place called Hillspread Footsteps. It's as far away from Falsum as you can get without going to Telrath, Demarius, or Kino."
I don't know any of what you just said. Where is this place that you speak of?
Hillspread Footsteps is the southernmost city in the Dawn.
Oh, that explains why I don't know it then.
Yes. Since I don't think your witches can see the other places I mentioned, they haven't been there. I doubt we could travel there. You could travel there. I could travel there.
That might be difficult to get to, though.
I will seek this person. I will seek them. I'm going to go now. I'm going to travel. Some people say it's traveling. Some people say it's teleporting or disappearing, but you...
And as she says this, her body begins to phase out of the physical plane, and she disappears.
Well, that wasn't quite as fruitful as I had hoped, but at least we know some more things than we did before.
That was weird.
That was weird? You've been around me how long and that was weird?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That lady was kind of weird. Helpful, but a little weird.
Well, I imagine having Marnak torn out probably did a number on her. Well, let's get to saving your wife, shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to say it's probably fruitless for anyone to attempt to sleep the last, like, couple of minutes that's probably left on your long rest, but I'll say your guys can get your long rest. The sun is beginning to come up. The kind of the foggy, like, atmosphere that is this marsh area, it's still pretty strong, still pretty thick. Everything is still damp. It's still slimy. It's still cold. It's basically a marsh. If you begin to think like the marsh place that the Neverending Story, where like they cross the marshes of despair or whatever the hell it was, it's basically beginning to turn into that. You've hit like the marsh proper now. In those moments when the kind of fog begins to break, or when you're on elevated land, you can see the mountains, the mountain ridge just sort of like off in the distance. You're probably like a day, maybe two away from it. That's basically where you guys are. Whoever is riding up front, unless you guys want to do something before you depart. Nope, excellent. Whoever's riding up front, I need you to take a perception check for me, please.
I guess that's me.
Yep.
You're the animal handler.
You are the animal handler, okay. Apart from the druid who's asleep.
Right.
Natural 20.
Oh my god. Fuck.
Wow.
Hot damn.
Rawl sees across the plains.
Hey, look, there goes Lisbeth. Bye. I see you.
There's no way you'd see her. Okay.
But he sees across the plains.
Tell Spectre I said hello.
I will try if I know what Spectre you're talking about.
My one.
The one right behind me.
Hello.
He's here.
Standing behind you, like innocently waving. Okay. As you like really hone down on your senses, you spot a very, very small track off to your right, probably about midday. And it seems to be going directly towards the mountains itself. It's a very small, rickety path. It's not great. And unless you had like really keen perception, you probably wouldn't have spotted it. But looking at the other main pathway that you're currently on, this would probably looks like it's detouring off to the side to get around some marshy bog. If you take this slightly more treacherous path, you think you're going to save some time.
Hmm. Rob will stop the cart and, I guess, peek his head in to where everybody, I don't know who would be sitting up front with Rawl.
I imagine that Jens is probably sitting on top of the RC, just like on the roof, just to save some room.
I want to say I'm on top of the RC with Jens.
Okay.
We've become best friends.
Yeah. All right. The girls are on
drinking buddies.
The girls are on top. Jens, did you ask Jens about her alcohol?
Oh wait. Yeah. Can I say that I did ask Jens to keep her alcohol out of sight of Elise?
When you ask her about the alcohol, she takes the bag, and she looks at it. She looks at you. She kind of looks to where Elise is inside the RC, and she says, "Well, I don't have to drink. This is an experiment on this life. I can get rid of it.
I mean, I'd never ask you to get rid of it completely. Just I don't." You know, want Elise to have to see it.
She like begins like
could be a problem for her.
Pouring at your arms with her hands, and she says, "I do these experiments on my lives. I've been a good person. I've been a dick. I've tried to master natural magics. I've been a drunk. I've been drug user. I've even pretended to be nobility and got away with it for so long. I even tried singing at one point. I had a lovely singing voice. This one, I'm trying out being drunk all the time. but all of my experiments don't hurt other people. And if this will hurt her, then I will not be drinking. It's fine. I can chalk it up to part of the experiment. It's a good thing. So the question is, do we want to keep hold of it so that we can make a really big distraction? Or do we just want to dump it now?
So here's what I'm thinking. Let's hide it away and let's... Actually, no, you know what? Give it to Balance. Balance is really good at making distractions out of alcohol.
Right. Okay.
Just trust me.
I will do that. And a slightly inebriated Jens will basically like crawl over the top of the thing with the bag and you hear it clinking, clinking, clinking. And she basically just drops it into your lap, Balance.
Oh, what's this?
I don't know. Zoltana said I had to give you all of my alcohol.
Balance opens the bag and looks at it.
There's like 8 bottles of spirits in here. In various states of being drunk.
Balance's eyes go wide and he goes, oh, I can make do with this. I can definitely make do with it. Oh, are you sure?
She like reaches over and like pats you on the head. She's like, yes, just don't drink it because that will knock your elven constitution on its butt.
I'm not one for... We're good.
Zoltana leans over the side and goes, and keep it out of Elise's way, okay?
Yes.
Not a problem. This will be going to a good cause, and Balance smirks and puts it all away.
All right. This new path has been pointed out, I assume.
Has it?
Yeah.
Rawl?
We can go through the dangerous part here. It would save time. Looks dangerous, though.
Perhaps. Benno.
Yes.
Would you be able to tell how long it's been since anyone traversed this path here?
Yes, give me a moment. And he walks along the path a little. Almost to the point where you begin to lose sight of him, but not quite. And you see him like crouch down and begin to look and think. You see small strands of magic. And he says, no one's passed this way. Not in a very long time. Probably talking more than a year.
What do you think this path would be for then?
It could be an old path that's no longer used, or it could be a path used by creatures way back in the day. Since it's not been used, it appears to get thinner and a bit more treacherous up ahead, but I think given the right preparations, we could probably get this through. From my mapping and scouting and Lisa's help, this would definitely cut time, probably a day if we push hard.
It would be strategically advantageous if we were to come from a different route.
Indeed.
Especially since they're expecting us.
Rawl will crack the reins and start the cart going left. And he's like, well, I guess if worse comes to worse, we can just burn the whole fucking forest down.
Well, no, Rawl, let's not do that part.
Oh, fuck it then. Balance, fuck this place. You see the bugs? You see what the bugs do? You remember the bugs?
Yes, Rawl, the bugs, yes.
Fuck the woods.
Rawl, I think you're overreacting.
No, Rawl.
A little bit strong reaction. I don't like bugs either, but like, God.
Rawl, why are you riding off?
I am 100% happy at this commitment to your, your new bug phobia.
Why? Mosquitoes would not bother you.
Can't get through your scales.
And if they did, it would be acid. They would die.
It's like when you go to drink Coke and you're expecting Coke and it's tea and you're like, ah, no.
When has that happened to you? When did that ever happen to anybody?
Me, always.
When you go to BK or Wendy's and you ask for a drink and they give you a different one. It's happened.
That's so bad. So bad. Okay, so you guys decide to go off on your left-hand path with Ral cursing
about the bugs. No. Hold on. This is not a done argument because that is a smarter path to take. Balance is not just going to be like, all right, I guess we're going on the road. Ral, hold on. Pull over. Stop it.
No, Ral. We're going on the path with...
No.
We're going on the shortcut.
We can't take the cart with us, can we?
Yeah. Benno thought that with preparation, you probably get it through.
It'd save us a day.
Yeah, it's thin and narrow. Like, your wheels are probably going to go into the marsh, and it's going to take some real skill at handling your horses to get them go straight along this. It's treacherous, but it is doable. Especially if, for example, you have like some rangers go ahead and like make things easy for you to see and help guide the way. Between you could probably get it going through. It would just be treacherous.
That's why Ra was like, worst comes to worst, okay. We'll just burn the whole forest down.
Gotcha. Okay, I misunderstood. Yep. I thought it was like left path is the one that keeps going up normal, and then this is like a... Okay, all right.
Never mind. I mean, I still debate that burning the whole... look, I don't like bugs in real life, but I still think burning something down because of a couple bugs is a little bit of an extreme...
No.
Reaction.
Even well, to be fair, it's a
marsh. Did you see what they did?
That is very true. Okay. With Benno helping to guide the way and Elise giving inspiration, so you get to have a D8, can make an animal handling check, please, Ral, with advantage and an inspiration should you need it.
Woo!
Elise does some funky dance on the top of the RC and it looks red as fuck.
This is some Mad Max shit right now, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Except she's not like hung or strung up on there or anything.
Well, damn.
No, add the D8. Add the D8.
That's a 10.
D8. Dale.
7. 17. Ooh.
That's okay. Much better. For whatever reason, as you're making your way through this path and Benno is perfectly managing to fill in some gaps here and there and make it a little bit more secure, make it slightly wider in various places, it still releases fantastic dancing on top of the RC that fills the air with enough magic that the horses are chill. And the horses are chill enough to take your commands.
Ral is more scared than the horses are right now.
Probably. There's a little bit of me that wants the horses to have had the inspiration. But anyway, the bugs are numerous. They are unpleasant. You guys are probably going for half a day. When Benno stops ahead and you guys like catch up to where he is and you realize he's just... standing still. You can only see the back of him at the moment. You can't see his face unless you decide to walk up to him.
I'll get out of the cart and walk up to him.
As you reach his side, I need you to make a wisdom check for me, please. A wisdom save. The DC is 16.
Oh no. My goodness. Not good.
It was a seven.
Okay. As you walk up next to Benno, even before you turn your head to look at him, in the marsh ahead of you, you see a golden scale dragonborn. She seems to be sinking and drowning in the marsh, and she's calling out your name. Ral, please help me, please. But you can't seem to move. Your legs seem to be stuck in place. You watch as she's struggling, as she begins to disappear under the water until she just can't see her anymore. The bubbles have stopped. And then the whole thing starts again.
Huh.
Ral, it's frozen in place.
Is Benno frozen in place? Or like...
He is indeed.
Is this a charm or frighten effect?
I guess a charm.
Okay. Yeah, Ral noticing that this is weird and that Emma would not be here. Just shakes it off and uses stillness of mind in an action to end one effect on myself. And looks over at, it kind of looks around and gathers himself and then looks over at Benno.
His eyes are wide in fright, but he's not moving.
Is he looking at anything or just the same spot? I'm assuming there's nothing there.
Yeah, he's looking at the spot that you were, but you can't see anything there now.
Rawl very gently puts his hand on Benno's chest and one hand on his shoulder and tries to just like gently turn him around.
It takes some doing, but yeah, you can absolutely turn him around. It takes about 6 seconds after he's been turned around for him to snap out of it. And he just looks very ashen faced and scared. And he's, Adet? Shh. She was here. She was drowning.
Rawl just shakes.
She was drowning
head.
In the...
No.
She was there. I tell you she was there. And he turns back and he says, no, she was there. I swear she was there, Rawl.
I saw something too. It's fine. Just a trick maybe? And Rawl kind of looks around at what could be causing this magic.
I'm going to be honest, take a perception check, but it's going to be like super difficult because none of
that
you
just
have...
looking around for it wasn't going to work, but like
yeah,
that's what
like,
Rawl would do. So,
you would have to take like the mother of all checks to foresee this. Like, I'm not going to lie.
It's a 9, so.
Yeah there's no way. You see Benno just like wipe it, like sort of like run his hands over his face and like straighten up, and he turns to the rest of you. So... there appears to be a magical effect here. Seems to make you see your... someone you care about drowning here.
Did it make you see Odette?
He nods.
She reaches out and touches his arm, like making sure he's okay.
Just shook me up a little. I should be fine. How do you guys propose we want to cross this?
Is there actually a, like a pit or whatever it is to sink in, or is it just illusory?
It's, from this distance, there looks like there's a, I'll describe the scene a bit more fully. Ahead of you, there is, the path sinks into nothingness. It just sinks into the marsh. You can see the reeds, you can see the water, you can see like the roots of a tree sort of thing. Just like nearby overhanging, you can see various vines and whatnot. You can see the path maybe 50 feet on the other side as it comes out of this like weird watery, properly watery part of the marsh. It would be possible for someone to drown here if they were not careful.
I could get us all across, but we would have to leave the cart. Actually, would I be able to? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That would... No, we would lose the time that we tried to save. Just everyone, I seem to be okay. I can shake it off. Everyone else, just squeeze in the cart, maybe?
I should be fine now that I've been shaken out of it.
That's fair. It is a visual effect. If we're all out of view, then perhaps it won't affect us then.
And even if it is, if Rawl... you and I are guiding the horses through this. If you're inside the cart, we should be fine. You just may not like what you see.
Wait, what if it makes the horses see someone that they care about drowning? No, I'm like completely serious. Like, what if the illusion can affect horses too?
No, my oats are in the mud. No, nay.
We need to have Drew for this. We need Drew
Where's
for this.
Where's Drew? Where's Drew? Drew?
We need someone to complain about oats.
Yeah, where's Drew and where's Josh when you need them? Okay.
All right, well.
I guess we will just have to.
That was completely serious and in character, by the way.
We will have to see what we can do about keeping their eyes hidden or hopefully just pulling them through it.
I would assume the horses have the whatchamacallits, right? The
blinkers.
The things that keep it so that their eyes are only looking straight ahead, not wherever the hell else. I don't know what the hell they're called, but like...
Yeah, they're called blinkers.
Blinders.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Horse blinders?
Yeah, I would say got blinkers. Fuck it. I'm happy. We have blinkers.
For when they're turning left or right.
All right, let's go.
Oh my god.
Let's get it.
All right, so are y'all gonna bundle up in the RC? Apart from Raoul and Benno.
I'm pro that.
Okay, so we have Sultana, Balance, Elise, Jens, and Homer. There are five adults in this smallish RC. Is this comfortable?
One of them is tiny.
One of them is tiny, but it is uncomfortable. Okay. So, Raoul, I'm going to need you to make an animal handling check, and it's going to be at disadvantage.
Oh, man.
Benno's going to taking the other horse, and he's going to animal handle this one through too. It's how well you can blind the horse and get it to trust you to walk forward. Oh, he did good!
Benno
did good! It's like he has a thing for animals.
17. Okay. Disadvantage.
Way to go, Raoul.
I know, right? Love these horses.
Look at you doing a thing.
I'm doing horses, guys. Look.
Well, Benno Benno got an 18, so we're good. Oh my god, Neil, is Raoul like trained in animal handling yet?
What?
Is Raoul trained in animal handling? He's not, is he?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I'll be if
he
you
just
want
has the highest
be.
Wisdom score.
Oh boy, this is so bad. Okay. Between the two of you, although there are a couple of false starts where they seem to stop, you kind of basically cover their eyes and they just seem to recuperate a little bit. You guys kind of get up to your waist in like this horrible marshy wetness, and there's a couple of missteps where you go like fall, but you're there together and you're holding on to the horses. You get them through. I need everyone in the RC to make a wisdom check, though. Wisdom save, please. 16.
Oh, great. Nope, 13.
Elise nails it. Homer nails it.
Oh, wait, no, because Zoltana's here. Zoltana has the whatchamacallit?
Yes, she does.
All right, so it's a 16. I make it then.
You guys make it. Everyone inside the RC gives zero Fs. Like, you don't hear the siren call of, like, someone that you care about drowning in this marsh. The two people who were affected by it make their way through the dangerous swampy waters with your cart and horses.
Wow.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Talk about problem solving.
Yep. You guys nailed it. Good job. All right.
You're fucking welcome.
You guys pull yourself through. And I think on this dry-ish inverted commas, you're still in marsh, on like the drier side of this puddle, I think is a good point to stop this particular episode.
Hooray.
Ooh. Hooray. You saved my marsh drowning in despair puzzle.
Raoul did good. Look at Raoul go.
Raoul did it good.
Wow. So we are meeting some pretty crazy people, huh? I mean, she's very nice. I like her. She's nice to me. Hi, I'm Raoul. Thank you for listening. Everyone's support on Patreon has been great, for example. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/TLDpod. We always make sure to thank all of our patrons, such as Kenna May, for supporting the show. Thanks so much, everyone, for your support. It has really gone a long way into helping us make the show possible. And recently, it has even improved our quality sometime around, hopefully, the episode 70 mark, maybe. We should have some people with some new gear, thanks to those of you who are supporting the show. All of your support goes to helping us make this, and we couldn't be more grateful that you guys, that you support this. So thanks so much for your help. Another way to help us is to just talk to people about our show. Try to get someone else into the show with you and tell them to come hang out with us as well. We love to have people. We love to hear about the people hearing about the show from other places. We love to hear from everyone. So tell your friends to come listen, hang out with us in our little RC. We can cram everyone inside and we can all, we could do the pool table maybe. I hear we have a lot of extra booze now. And I convinced Balance to let us set up a fighting pit. As long as we wear pillows on our hands, we can have a fighting pit in the RC. Come hang out with us. What are y'all trying to do? What did I miss?
Roll, we're pay planning attention. Roll's murder. We're talking things. Roll.
What? Hey.
Important conversation. Pay attention. Stop playing with your claws.
Stop picking at your claws.
Fate of the world is at stake here.
Yeah, sure. I'm here.
Roll, you're closing your eyes. Stop it. Kick, 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 kick.
You pay attention. I punch things. I punch.
It's a group effort.
I punch things and try not to melt. That's the two things I have going for me. I can only do so much.
Rob, how are you so poor at multitasking?
Oh my god, that's beautiful. That's the best blooper ever.
Hello, Aria. Did you want to listen in on me and Rock enjoying ourselves?
Don't encourage.
Should I describe to you what we're doing right now?
Mikasa? Huh? What's going on?
Let's see. Look, these wind shells document anything you do in order to banish the spirits.
I don't banish spirits. I'm fixing the tango.
Of course, we can't open a new hole into the Aetherweb every year.
But spirits aren't always bad, are
those
they?
Are exactly the reason tangleweeds happened in the first place.
I'm sure Raka knows how to get through a water gate without disrupting the magic balance.
So what happens when there's a hole in the weave? Does magic pour out?
It is already broken. Let more of air into this world. I'll destroy one of them.
You've fed enough already.
I will kill you, you filthy.
Whoa, calm down, Raka.
Try it, feather duster.
God, ferocious rune master. Your friction will grind the weave a twain.
Hjarta. In moments like these, I wish I could see the runes.
What's wrong, Raka? Is that tangleweave maybe too difficult even for someone as great as you?
Counterbalance, a high fantasy audio drama. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts from.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.